The case of 44-year-old Zhen Li Yi Gan sounds like a novel. The Shanghai-born businessman lived in Mexico and ran a pharmaceutical company, a front, authorities say, that supplied Mexico's drug cartels with huge amounts of a chemical used to make methamphetamine. When police raided Yi Gan's mansion in Mexico City earlier this year, they found more than $200 million in cash, a haul the U.S. government calls the largest single drug cash seizure the world has ever seen. Authorities also found 6 Mercedes-Benzes and 7 guns, including an AK-47 assault rifle and a pistol equipped with a silencer. Mexican officials say Yi Gan lived a lavish lifestyle that included mistresses in several countries. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says in recent years he gambled away more than $125 million in Las Vegas casinos. Yi Gan denies any wrongdoing and says the Mexican government is fabricating the drug charges. He says the country's ruling political party forced him to hold large sums of cash that was part of a campaign slush fund, an allegation Mexican officials have called pure fiction. A U.S. grand jury indicted Yi Gan last week, days after he was arrested at an Asian restaurant just outside Washington, D.C. On Friday, a U.S. judge entered a not guilty plea for Yi Gan, but said he must remain in prison because he is a danger to society and may try to flee the country. Martin McMahon, an attorney for Yi Gan, told reporters outside the courthouse he is satisfied with the decision.
The world thinks, and we don't think, that he's an international drug dealer. So a magistrate is faced with the enormous responsibility of not allowing an international drug dealer on the streets and all kinds of other things. So we didn't expect that our client would be released today, but we felt it important, and this is the positive thing, to get on the record what his statements are really and why he's an innocent individual.
Attorneys for Yi Gan are seeking asylum for him in the United States, saying he could be killed if he returns to Mexico. Nin Yi is an attorney who filed the asylum request for Yi Gan.
Any moment our client set his feet on the land of Mexico, and he would be faced immediate and imminent life-threatening danger.
Mexican authorities say the Yi Gan case is also dangerous for those trying to bring him to justice. Earlier this week, 2 Mexican federal agents involved in catching him were murdered in southern Mexico. Yi Gan's case has caused a sensation in the Mexican media, with newspapers carrying front-page stories nearly every day and television channels devoting significant time to the story. Armando Guzman, a Washington-based correspondent for Mexico's TV Azteca, says the case landed like a bombshell.
This is probably the most important story in Mexico at this time. And it has been the most important story since it broke in the beginning of July.
Yi Gan's next court appearance is scheduled for later this month, and his attorneys say they will argue that the charges against him should be dropped. Mexico plans to ask for Yi Gan's extradition, a process U.S. court officials say could take years. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.